We're back here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis here on the other
Hi
side
there.
Of the glass. How are you doing, Dave?
Oh, sleep deprived, among other things.
Well, I
spent
understand.
The last couple of days at afternoons and evenings at Heartland Park, Heartland Motorsports Park, as Country Stampede obviously got underway there in its last hurrah as Country Stampede, I guess you could probably say. So yesterday was the first day, actual day of the festival, and now I do some work. I'm contracted by Country Stampede to do some work for some sound and also some entertainment in the VIP tent. I did not really get out in the grounds much yesterday, but a couple of things that I've noted as far as the grounds. It's a different type of layout. I don't think the layout's bad, but there doesn't seem to be nearly as much room for fans behind the VIP section that are bringing their chairs. Doesn't seem to be nearly as much room for that. Hmm. If you have vendor or VIP parking, you're going to expect to walk at least half a mile, if not three quarters of a mile or more. Now, they did have some golf carts that were taking people back and forth, which was nice and convenient. But that is a logistic. There's, you know, some of the things that I've been hearing from people that are camping is that they don't have adequate campground utilities. No hookups and such like that. And water delivery and to the campgrounds. And those are some of the things that I've heard. And there's, you know, anytime you have a change of venue, there's going to be a lot of logistics, you know, and they had to put together things basically in about, 3 weeks or less in order to get everything done and in place. And bear in mind also, Heartland Motorsports has had some events there over the last couple of weekends as well, so they didn't have access to the grounds probably as quickly or as early in the deal as they would have out at Tuttle Creek River Pond State Park. But there's a map that's on their website and they're on the Country Stampede app that will give you some idea of, you know, where to park. The one advantage I thought was In-N-Out is very nice and simple. You get on 75, go down, take the second exit and cut across, and you go by the Mars M&M plant and the southern part of Forbes Field. And then you're there. So it was easy to get in and out as far as, you know, with vehicular traffic. But there are a lot of interesting aspects. There's when you get there, there's a ticket booth that, you know, like if you're going to VIP, you need to go to that ticket booth before you can get in. That's where you get your wristband. Just a lot of logistics. And, you know, and it's, you know, there's so many things that have been put together. And, you know, and I think probably it would be a bad idea to judge everything for the future of Country Stampede or Heartland Stampede in the future by what's going on with this, because they probably just didn't really have adequate time to get a lot of those infrastructure things taken care of. There's a lot of land there.
Yeah, I got a feeling what it looks like this year is not what it's going to look like next year.
And there may be some truth to that, especially with Heartland now having the ability to plan, you know, a year in advance and do some long-term planning to make this happen. The one thing that I heard most from people that are long-term VIP ticket holders is, you know, many of them over the years, their seats have moved forward because of, you know, some other VIPs would back out and those that would continue to move forward, those long-term ticket holders. And I understand that that's not going to be guaranteed for next year.
Hmm.
The one thing that and I'm trying to look at this from a mostly positive perspective, but I really feel that yesterday's announcement was mismanaged and mistimed. From my perspective, that should have happened after the event, because there is just a tremendous amount of negativity within the grounds everywhere last night that I heard. And I've never been a part of anything where I saw and heard so much negativity from patrons. And that's disappointing. I heard a, you know, and I know a lot of people that, you know, that are Manhattanites that have gone for years and years and years, and you know, they're extremely disappointed and honestly hurt. Not so much for the move, but you know, the situation with the tickets potentially not being guaranteed where they are positioned now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a different day and age, you know, and I understand the reasoning why Country Stampede felt like that they needed to make the move. But I certainly wish that they had made that announcement afterwards, because all that really did was put a tremendous amount of negativity throughout the entire complex, from what I heard. And that comes from vendors. That comes from long-term people, long-term ticket holders, and long-time staff. People that have been working there at the very beginning. So if they had, you know, delayed some of that announcement until after Stampede, I think that would have been a whole lot better for them. I don't think they did themselves any favors by doing it before. But I understand, and I'm well aware, you know, these you know, buying talent is tough, because most of these headline acts are $500 to $1 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, when your budget is, you know, $2-2.5 million or so for entertainment, you know, that really, really limits yourself. And I know that they've paid $750 to $1 million for people in the past just to get some of those marquee attractions. And the logistics of being in Manhattan is a little bit more challenging.
Sure.
As opposed to, you know, what they hope to be in Topeka. You know, they felt like they needed to be in an environment where they could increase ticket sales. And with this transition, what I basically see is that this is creating a whole new audience. Now, I don't know how many Manhattanites attend Country Stampede. It's not like it's a K-State football game. But there are a lot. But there will be a lot of Topeka people that will take up that banner, and people from points east that will do as well. But one of the things, you know, one of the things that surprised me out of the whole deal, one of the greatest contingencies coming into the Country Stampede is from the state of Nebraska.
Yeah.
So, anyway, those are just some of my thoughts from Country Stampede, and you know, and I've had a vested interest in the event for a long time. Wayne Rouse is a very dear friend of mine, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and I wish nothing the best for him and Adrian, who's the general manager, who's just absolutely delightful. And we wish them the best. I do, at least personally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, things could have been done a little bit better, but I just kind of wanted to let... I thought maybe I'd just share a little perspective of what I saw yesterday. So, and we're out of time, because I got a break here.
Okay.
To get in. And then we got Blueville coming up next.
That's right, next hour.
All right. Brandon, thanks for letting me... I guess it wasn't really venting, was it?
No.
No,
I don't think
no,
so.
No, not at all.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.